Please be seated as we listen to the homily.
Dear brothers and sisters, a few weeks ago, in the early morning hours of November 15, a Jesuit, Father Victor Luke Odhiambo, 62 years old, was shot and killed by unknown men in Quibet, South Sudan. South Sudan is the youngest nation in the world, but also one of the poorest and most violent. Father Victor Luke was the principal of the Masolari Teachers School College in Quibet. He was an experienced educator, teacher, and administrator, having taught thousands of students in Kenya and Tanzania. He could have stayed in those safe places, but the Jesuits agreed to take over the teacher training center in Quibet, precisely because it was a difficult, a dangerous place where few dared to go. Father Victor believed deeply in the value of education, and he was not afraid to go to a dangerous place because he knew it was the Lord's mission. He knew that training teacher was a way of building a future for this poor country, even though it was very challenging. He told a British lay partner, "We cannot despair. We have to do something." A gentle, simple, joyful man, he gave 10 years of his life to the education of the poor in South Sudan. Even when the conflicts became very tense, he never abandoned his chiefs. During his funeral, his provincial Father Joseph Afulo said, "Father Victor Luke was participating in the mission of Christ, giving life and hope to the hopeless, the disadvantaged, and the vulnerable." Brothers and sisters, today, the second Sunday of Advent, perhaps the words of Father Victor Luke are what the Lord wants us to remember and to take to heart. We cannot despair. We have to do something. Our gospel today opens with an enumeration of the rulers of Israel in the time of our Lord. And they were frankly a terrible group. Tiberius was emperor, meaning Israel was a colony under foreign oppressors. Pontius Pilate was governor, and it said that he was corrupt and cruel, murdering people without trial. The Jewish puppet rulers, the brothers Herod and Philip, were also hated by their people for their immorality and cruelty. The religious leaders, the high priests, Annas and Caiaphas, were no better, greedy and obsessed by their own power rather than the service of God and his people. It was during this bad time that St. Luke tells us the word of God came to John of Zechariah in the wilderness. God does not despair. God does something. He bypasses the palaces and the temple and chooses one seemingly insignificant person, John. John responds by announcing a new beginning of hope that God was creating for Israel, calling people to prepare their hearts for the coming of the Savior. He is only one person, a voice crying in the wilderness, but with the power of God, he transforms the situation of despair by his message and his prophetic action. During bad times, times of affliction, oppression, suffering, this is what God does. God calls people like John the Baptist and Victor Luke, to bring God's hope to the hopeless, to announce the good news of the coming of the Lord in word and in deed. Often, God's messengers seem to so weak and so powerless compared to the might of the oppressors. But this is often the way God begins, with one person, one John the Baptist, one Victor Luco di Ambo, one simple follower of Christ who will dare to brave the darkness, and from that beginning, a new movement of hope begins. This is the same spirit which Pope Francis challenged us all. Wherever you are, build. If you are on the ground, get up. Never remain on the ground. Get up. Let yourself be helped up into your feet. If you are seated, start walking. If boredom paralyzes you, drive it away with good works. If you feel empty and demoralized, ask the Holy Spirit to fill the void once more. And above all, dream. Do not be afraid of dreaming. Dream of a world that we can do not yet see, but which will certainly come. He tells us we should never give up to the night, as the first enemy to conquer is not a sight, but within us. This morning, I was very consoled to visit the new mission station that the Jesuit of the Philippines has opened in the Diocese of Caloocan, and his bishop, David, in a place where so many poor people have been killed. It is one small mission station, but it seems to me to be a beginning in the way John the Baptist was a beginning, full of the promise of a new life. That seems to be the way hope is built, and this world one small step at a time. Brothers and sisters, I know you are this evening because you too, in different ways, have heard God's call to bring hope to these people, and you have generosity to respond in different ways and through our various ministries. We Jesuits are deeply blessed by your generosity and commitment. But I am sure that as with all of us who seek to serve the mission of the Lord, there are moments of discouragement and confusion, times when the power of evil and darkness seem to be too strong compared to our small efforts. May our celebration this afternoon, however, touch whatever discouragement there is in our hearts with God's hope. Let us remember Father Victor Luke's words: with manas despair, we have to do something. Let us believe what our loving God promises us in today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah. God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. With this encouragement that comes from faith, let us go forward together, serving the mission of Christ, giving life and hope to the hopeless. I take St. Paul's praise in the second reading, thinking in you all, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for the glory and praise of God. Amen.